And now, Understanding the Times with Jan Markell, the program committed to helping you contend for the faith and view current events through the lens of the Bible. Here's Jan Markell.
Welcome to the program, everyone. It is good to be back in the studio after just 2 weeks, not 2 months. As I stated a few weeks ago, and thank you for your prayers, and I have a reprieve here from a devastating procedure, which was not necessary, thanks to your prayers. And if you would like more information to be kept up to date on a tenuous situation here, then I'm just going to ask you to email me through my website, olivetreeviews.org. That will be repeated throughout the program. And then we will send you a link with all information. Again, we're not going to be giving out info via the telephone. So if you don't have a computer, maybe just have a friend email the ministry, olivetreeviews.org, and we'll just keep you apprised by email. And thanks to my good friend Brandon House for sitting in for me last weekend. He will fill in for me one weekend next month. But I do hope to be here as much as possible. Again, I can't thank you enough for your prayers, your concern, and the literally thousands of emails and well wishes here in the last couple of weeks, because I did make an announcement a couple of weeks ago, which I'm not going to revisit, because what we need to do is move into today's programming. And this hour, you may think this particular topic and perhaps the way it is being covered this hour is a little bit unconventional. I assure you it is not unconventional. As a matter of fact, I think that this is a topic that the church is woefully neglect about. And what I think I'd like to do, and I'm going to bring on my guest here in just a minute, and what I'd like to do is, what I just said is that the church has been woefully negligent on this topic. Why? Because it can sound a little fringy, because there are unstable, unbalanced people out there who actually, they want to take this too far. They want to make a fool of those who believe that some demonic forces are behind this whole endeavor. And that is the issue of unidentified flying objects. I promise you this hour is going to be extremely balanced. As a matter of fact, I have a number of sound bites from Dr. Walter Martin. And there's nobody more biblically sound and balanced than he. He passed away in 1989. And I'll say more about the book that has recently been sort of updated by his daughter, Jill Martin Rishi, and Kurt Van Gordon, though that is also not our topic. But Dr. Walter Martin said this about this topic.
The Christian church simply cannot ignore it any longer. I said it in 1956, 1962, 1968, and now 1975. And responsible Christian theologians, including the late C.S. Lewis, called attention to the fact that it had tremendous implications for the Christian church.
Yeah, we can't ignore it any longer, particularly when it has some end time connotations as well, which we will be picking up on throughout this next hour. Now, I was made aware of an outstanding DVD. It happens not to be new. It's new to me. It's new to my ministry. We do carry it, and then I'll mention the companion DVD that we carry it as well. The DVD that we are now carrying is simply called Unidentified. And it is a drama, and it's an incident that occurs in a small Texas town, and a man, while driving home at night on a back highway, claims to have encountered a UFO. And from there, the movie takes off in drama form. You've got the believers. You've certainly got a major skeptic in there. And it is, I've watched it now, and I find it to be very educational. And it does make you think about this issue. Now, I have the producer of this DVD online with me. Rich, are you with me?
I'm here, Jan. How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing just great. And it's Rich Cristiano, correct?
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to give you a couple of your websites just a little bit later so that we can move on right into the discussion here. And as I said, I'm going to be playing a few sound bites from Walter Martin. But Rich Cristiano, how did you get into this? I mean, as I opened up a few seconds ago, I said, you know, this is considered fringy. It's considered unbalanced. There's nothing to it but the imagination and weather balloons. And so what made you go out and produce a film that says anything but that?
Well, my brother and myself have been doing Christian films since 1985, so we've produced several movies, and I was living in Arkansas at the time, and my pastor, my former pastor there, was also interested in Christian films, and he had an idea for a movie, and it was a movie dealing with these two guys that start investigating a UFO sighting in a small Texas town, and they start writing about it. So he kind of wrote a treatment to this film, and having never written a script or a treatment before, he really didn't know how to go about it. But my brother and I both liked the idea. You know, the UFO subject is kind of a subject that people don't take very seriously, but yet it never goes away. Every once in a while, things pop up. You know, you'll see even national programs do shows about UFOs. So I thought it was just an interesting subject and started to just do some of my own research and look into it. And I thought, you know what, I think this is a really good idea for a film. And my brother and I kind of took his idea and put some real flesh and bones on it and started writing a script to use as a vehicle to present the truth, not only the truth about UFOs, because this movie does go into things about that, but also the truth of the gospel.
Right.
And how it relates to Christ and how it relates to the end times. And to me, it's a fascinating subject.
Yeah. Well, this is your passion. As I talked with you this week, your passion is getting the gospel out, correct?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of the UFO subject was to give some enlightenment about that subject, but more importantly, to present the truth of Christ and to point people for the Lord. Of all the movies that we've made, and we've made 12 between us, this is the most evangelistic film we have. I think the truth presented in this film, the gospel presented from like three different angles, this is our most in-depth presentation of the truth. And the response to the movie has been very good. And you know, we wanted to try to make a thought-provoking film. And hopefully we've achieved that as people watch this. I've met and talked to many Christians that believe in UFOs, believe in aliens, believe in life on other planets. I think this movie takes a different viewpoint.
Oh, absolutely. And we need to tell them what viewpoint it is. And that is the viewpoint that what's going on here is in the realm of the demonic. Rich, what did you think of that little very short clip by Dr. Walter Martin that basically said, hey, church, wake up. You can't ignore this topic anymore. He made that statement back in the 60s and 70s.
Right. Is he referring to spiritual warfare? Is he referring specifically
to UFOs?
To UFOs, yeah. I think that, you know, we need to be wise, and we need to realize what the devil's up to and what the things that he does that distracts people. And that, to me, is what the UFO thing is. The devil is the master of distraction, and he's trying to take everybody down any path but the path. You know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one goes to the Father but by me. And so the devil is going to try to take you down every other path he can think of. And, you know, other than pornography sites on the web, there are more sites dedicated to UFOs, supposedly, on the web. I mean, there is so much stuff on this. And there's a lot of wild stuff, and people want to share their experiences and all this stuff. I mean, they've been buying, there's millions of people buying this. And
as I was doing some show prep, Rich, and I became quite aware that I think the bottom line would be spiritual beings opposed to God's truth, and thus what's happening via the UFOs. And in fact, anybody aboard them, again, would be of a demonic nature. Now, this is what my ministry, Olive Tree Ministries, believe, and that we're trying to effectively communicate, that these unexplainable incidents are demonic end times phenomena that are growing more pronounced, just as other signs of the end of the age are growing more pronounced. Now, granted, as I've already said, there's a lot of hoaxes, there's a lot of experiences, there are a lot of sightings that cannot be explained away, but there are a percentage of these that actually there are a lot of sightings that perhaps can be explained away, but some of them cannot. And so, folks, I do encourage you to stay tuned and not think that we're... You probably thought, well, Jan, you've been gone 2 weeks. You've probably been taken away by aliens, and now you're back, so now you're going to talk about it. No, really not that at all. Rich, let me give you a couple of websites here. Rich Cristiano, you can find more information at www.unidentifiedthemovie.com, unidentifiedthemovie.com, or at www.christianmovies.com. We'll give those later. You know, as we talked this week, Rich, we talked a little bit about how Hollywood does portray topics like this. And I raised the issue of E.T., here a harmless, lovable little guy. And you said that actually some people try to paint the little E.T. as a picture of Jesus Christ. But, of course, E.T. never said anything about eternal life, never said anything about sin, those kinds of things. So how were they trying to present him as a symbol of Christ?
Well, I mean, you know, when people watch that movie, because of the fact that he came, he died, and he came back again, there was a lot of scuttlebutt about him being a picture of Christ. And like you said, you know, he never said anything about sin. I think that if you look at the top 20 or 30 box office movies of all time, half of them at least have to do with the supernatural and the sci-fi and this subject, which shows you the fascination that people have with it. And if you don't think the devil notices that and is going to take advantage of that fascination, then we're blind. And, you know, look, we're spiritual beings. People have everybody's religious. I don't care who you talk to. Everybody's religious. Everybody has standards of good and evil. I remember one time Madonna made a video, and MTV wouldn't air it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, MTV, which will air anything, drew the line. I mean, even that had a standard. The question is, are you connected to the right religion? Because everybody's connected. Everybody's following somebody. You're following yourself, you're following some other deity, or you're following the true Lord and God, Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, these are very important subjects. And the thing is, you know, when people today have been blinded by the media, they just watch stuff on TV or whatever, and we're not discerning, we don't discern things, and we've been lulled. I've always said this, you know, the biggest religion in the world is people just thinking if you believe in God and you live a good life, you'll go to heaven. And we know that's not the truth. That is not what the Bible teaches. And the Bible becomes the standard of truth. So there's tons of deception out there.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me just the number of people. I mean, there's been a lot of prominent people around the world that have said they've seen UFOs. I mean, like from President Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan to a lot of people that people would know that have had UFO experiences or seen things. So as like I said earlier, this phenomenon just stays out there. People don't take it that serious. And you and I were talking earlier this week on the phone. I think the correlation to the Roswell incident that occurred in 1947 is very interesting with the fact that Israel became a nation in 1948. that this is when this phenomenon really kind of started back up again or started really full force.
Well, I'm glad you raised that, Rich Cristiano, because I have said that for decades, and I believe that the spirit world and obviously Satan himself knows the Bible and knew that when that little nation became a nation in 48, that the demonic world really had to speed up a little bit and get a little bit more dramatic. And, I want to play one more clip, though. And this again, I'm using clips here this hour from Dr. Walter Martin. He is the founder of Christian Research Institute. He passed away much too early in 1989. And he has commentary. You can find much more commentary on the website, waltermartin.com. And that would be maintained by his daughter, Jill Martin Rishi and Kevin Rishi. And so I picked out about four little sound bites here that are backing up what Rich Cristiano, Christian filmmaker, again, of the film Unidentified. By the way, you can get it at my website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. And it comes with a companion. We'll say more about that in just a minute. But, Rich, UFOs, very real, and the power of Satan here also very real. Listen to Dr. Martin.
It might just be that the UFO is very real, but it is real because its working is after the power of Satan, with all signs, power, and lying wonders. If Satan is the god of this age, there is no reason why, at the end of the age, he cannot appear to be its savior. He has always wanted to be the object of worship. I don't know if this is true, but one thing I do know, the UFO is real. And the evidence from occultic sources is that it is hostile to Christianity. I am led, therefore, to only one conclusion, that the Christian position must be that our hope is not based upon those who would deliver us from other worlds, but upon Jesus Christ, who died once for all in this world to reconcile us to God.
Rich, you told me that one out of two people claim to have seen a UFO, and some have seen something legit, that is, you know, an unidentified flying object that has no explanation in our world, and others have seen such things, which are simply natural phenomenon. And that would be the case, correct?
Right. And you know, that's what the statistics that we researched had showed. You know, part of it is this. There's some people out there looking for this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you go looking for the devil, you're going to find them in many ways. And, you know, Jan, we just underestimate the work of the evil one here. I've always said this, the most intelligent being on this earth is the devil, and the only thing more intelligent than him is the Bible, is the Word of God. And the only way you're going to beat the devil is you're going to have to follow the Scripture, because the Scripture will give you the insight. Devil's out there to deceive people. He's very subtle, and does it in many ways. And, you know, it's kind of like, think about things like Bigfoot and my mind is going blank here, but things that people chase of the spiritual realm, spiritists, mediums, things like this. And this comes out in the movie. None of that stuff ever leads anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The devil takes you down a path following something, but there's no end to it. There's no purpose on the other end. Where does it lead? And, you know, it's amazing to me that just people, like I was talking to this one guy that goes to UFO conventions.
I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, go ahead.
What he does is he sets up a table.
Yeah.
He lives, I think, in New Mexico, and he'll set up a table and he'll hand out tracts and little booklets he has, Truth About UFOs, trying to present Christ. And one thing he was telling me is that 90%, really over 90% mm-hmm. of all the UFO incidences, because what it is, a lot of these people come to these things and they sit in little circles and they tell their UFO experience. What happened to them? That's one of the big things they do at these deals. And he said over 90% of the people that have these experiences, they occurred while they were sleeping. They occurred while they were just in their bed sleeping. And, you know, I was talking to you earlier this week, the fact that, you know, think about people that have had dreams. All of us have had dreams, and some of the dreams we have seem so real. I mean, they just seem so real. And who's to say that the devil cannot affect people while they're sleeping and put these dreams and these thoughts and these things in there? And, you know, if people have a fascination with it and they're reading books about the occult and just pursuing things, and you open yourself up to certain movies and certain programs, things like this can happen.
Right. But Rich, you say, and this gentleman said 90% think that they've had an experience when they've actually had a dream about an experience. But there are, but there still are legitimate experiences out there that have nothing to do with dreams.
Right, absolutely. There's just some, you know, there's definitely some demonic activity that God allows. Let's realize who's in control still here. I mean, I know Satan is the god of this world, but God's the God. And, you know, there's the devil's out to deceive. And, you know, there's incidents. I know that we put an incident, because, see, the reason why I got a hold of this guy, and I said, look, we have a couple incidences in our movie. And I said, look, I don't want to be way out there in left field. How legitimate does this sound to you? So I explained to him some of the incidents. He goes, I have no problem with that. Because I remember reading about an incident. These four guys were fishing in a boat in Missouri out in some swamp. And they saw this light in the background, out in the sky. And this light got closer and closer and closer to them, right upon them. Caused havoc. It turned their boat over. They all went into the water. I guess it created a strange noise. And these guys talked about this incident. And, you know, they claimed it was a UFO. And I thought that was an interesting incident. So we tried to do something a little bit similar in our film. I sort of took that idea and portrayed that incident in the movie. But there's a number of things that have happened like that, that people have seen things as they've been driving and just experienced stuff. And, you know, again, it's unexplained. You know, as the world investigates this, it's unexplained. And, of course, you don't ever hear CNN and these guys come out and talk about this being demonic activity or demonic warfare. You know, because there's a reason, I think, behind the UFO stuff. I don't know if you want to address it, but you think about this, you know, the greatest event left on God's calendar is the rapture of the church.
Yeah, and then, go ahead. It's important.
Of course, leading to the second coming. Now, I know different people have different rapture views.
Of course.
I'm a pre-trib, pre-mill guy. I believe the rapture comes, the church gets raptured out, then we have 7 years of tribulation, then the second coming of Christ. Well, let's think about this. Let's just assume that we're correct and that one day, you know, millions of people will disappear as the rapture occurs. Well, the devil is going to have to try to explain that away. And one way I think he's going to use is the idea of the UFOs, because the message of the UFOs is simply this. There's a group of people on this earth that are preventing you from jumping to that next level of consciousness so you can be like us. And what we're going to do one day is we're going to remove this group of people to do a cleansing. We're going to take them to another planet, and we're going to educate them, instruct them, and then at a later date they're going to join us, because that's the group that's preventing you from jumping to this next level. And that, in many cases, when you talk to the people that have these experiences, that's the message they come back with.
Okay.
And so when you think about it, when the rapture occurs, how is the devil going to explain it away? And I remember I was talking to a guy that used to work for the NSA. He was an intern. And he told me an interesting thing. He was, look, this guy believed in UFOs. He goes, the government, they have groups that investigate all these things that are, you know, the security, national security. He goes, but think about something, Rich, that if the rapture occurs and the theologians that are left, false believers, but obviously the people that will know the Bible, are saying, look, this is the 7-year tribulation. He says, look, there's going to be government forces. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that get their revenue from the government, that, you know, government programs. Now, if the government felt like that the world was going to end in 7 years, all these programs are going to dry up, and all these people are going to be out of jobs. And you're talking about the people that run this country, some of the most powerful people in the world. He goes, Rich, the government is going to work to dispel the idea of a rapture, and there's only 7 years left of time. So not only are you going to have the devil using the UFO experiences to explain away the rapture, you're going to have people, because their jobs are going to be on the line,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be working to explain away the rapture too. And he goes, you've got to put that in your movie.
Again,
you've got to put the money angle in the movie about the fact that there's going to be people that, because the rapture is going to work against their financial interests, they're going to do everything they can to dispel it. Because, look, not everybody's going to be fooled. If the rapture comes, not everybody's going to be fooled by people saying it was the aliens that did it. Many are, I think. Many people will buy into that, but not everybody. So there's going to be other forces, and obviously you have just the Antichrist himself, who's going to fool people with signs and wonders.
Right.
So you take all three of these things and put them together, and you know what? The world's going to buy the fact that the rapture didn't happen, or there's no such thing, and they're going to do the best they can to put it down.
Yeah, in other words, rapture didn't happen. What happened was alien encounters, UFOs, whatever, took these people away. You know, folks, I know there are some of you listening to this. Some of you are in total agreement, and some of you think that this is kind of loony talk. Please don't put it down too hastily. Because I really believe that Rich Cristiano and many others are definitely on to something. I still have at least two Walter Martin sound bites I want to play that back up what Rich just said. And first, let me just make a couple of announcements here. You are listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell, your host here, and to reach Rich, you can go to www.unidentifiedthemovie.com or www.christianmovies.com. You can find me at Olive Tree Views, views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. And also, we do have Understanding the Times 2010 now right around the corner. And that will be October 8th, 9th, Grace Church, Eden Prairie, Friday night. And all day Saturday. No charge, no registration needed. Just show up. Best way to be kept apprised, you can listen to this program. You can visit my website. You can sign up for the print newsletter. You can sign up for the e-newsletter. You can do both of those things on the homepage of my website. Or you can call my office at 763-493-3010. 763-493-3010. We're going to be featuring Dr. Mark Hitchcock, Dr. Dave Reagan, Mike Gendron, Gary Ka. That's the major lineup for October 8th, 9th, this fall, Grace Church, Eden Prairie. A reminder, because you're leading such busy lives, we post this live Saturday programming to my website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to Radio Archives Sunday evening. If you can only catch an hour, a lot of our stations, at least several of them, are only carrying 1 hour of the 2 hours. By the way, welcome to a new audience hearing this program and this ministry for the first time. The Christian Satellite Network, 400 cities across America. So we are now airing on well over about 420 stations across America. We can't do that without your prayerful participation and your financial participation. So keep that in mind, please. We are coming back very quickly, and I'm going to continue on with Rich Cristiano. I want to read a quick quote by Chuck Missler when I get back. You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Please don't touch that dial. I'm coming right back.
A reminder to radio archive listeners and podcasters that the Understanding the Times radio show is totally listener-supported. We air on several radio stations, which allows us to bring our programming to you. Would you consider a tax-deductible donation to Olive Tree Ministries for the radio outreach? You can send a check to Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. You can also donate and order safely online at olivetreeviews.org or call 763-493-3010. And thanks for partnering with this ministry committed to helping you understand the times and contend for the faith.
Listen to The Word of Truth with me, Pastor Brad Brandon, weekdays at 3 on AM 980 KKMS.
How great are you, Lord? How great is your mercy? How great are the things that you have done for me?
Welcome back to Jan Markell's Understanding the Times. Here's Jan Markell.
Cessna 843, be advised, unidentified traffic, right 2 o'clock, 3 miles, aircraft type and altitude unknown, closing fast.
I was driving, and suddenly I saw this large cloud hovering over a vehicle.
What is that?
I can't hear you. I got static on my phone.
Look at that. The unidentified just went to scope.
Sustain 4-3. This is control. Do you copy?
Going to cover the oil crisis down in Houston, not chase some UFO story.
I just want you to see if there's anything to it.
We wanted to talk to you about your UFO experience.
Sorry, I'm not talking about it.
We didn't see anything.
I'm not going to talk about it.
I think you guys are onto something here.
I saw something out there, and it wasn't no weather balloon.
Jared!
And you don't think this could have been a dream?
Something happened to me.
I've had a couple more experiences since I talked to you.
I believe something's happening out there. I don't know what it is, but I'd love to find out. Not just for our story, but I have my own reasons.
This thing's a hoax, and someone's making big money off it.
We got tons of unanswered questions. What do you have? You got nothing.
We need to find out who's making money on this and who it is that keeps this myth alive.
Did you know that Roswell just happens to be near where we conducted our first nuclear explosion?
This report tries to explain away all UFO sightings in the past 30 years.
Something's going on out there. There's too many reports, too many witnesses.
I'm sure God has some reason why you two are being stuck together.
Man, it tests my patience.
Okay. Real quick cut trailer there of the film Unidentified. Something is out there. Again, and this is not any kind of a, it's not any kind of an unbalanced sort of a fringy type film. It is presenting the issue from a biblical perspective. Thanks to producer Rich Cristiano. Rich Cristiano. And I'm going to say a little bit more about the companion DVD here in just a moment as well. Unfortunately, I need to throw in some announcements so that I can help pay my radio bill everywhere. And that is, some of you are becoming actually about 300 now, CD subscribers to this program, Understanding the Times Radio. You get two CDs a week of everything we do on this program, and that's $25 a month. You can call us Monday through Friday business hours. You can call anytime and leave a message on the voicemail. We'll call you back at 763-493-3010, 763-493-3010. And for those of you who get tired of us talking about e-addresses all the time, our mailbox address is Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. I have the privilege of having online with me this morning Rich Cristiano, who is a very gifted filmmaker. The film Unidentified is on my website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to products. And if you order it, you get a companion video. And it is simply called End of the Harvest, and it's closer than you think. And it just gives a very solid salvation message and presents a thought-provoking examination an accurate examination of the end time viewpoint that at least Rich Cristiano and myself believe in. And I don't think it's just the two of us, Rich. I think a lot of people believe in that particular position. So you're getting two DVDs for one, and that's Unidentified, and then End of the Harvest, olivetreeviews.org, and go to products. Rich, let me just read what Chuck Missler says. And he says, one of the unexpected aspects of the 20th century UFO phenomenon is that it has been embraced as a source of religious inspiration by more than 10,000 groups in a movement called the New Age. Although the New Age movement is a loose network of independent organizations, they share a number of common doctrines, including the belief in a central spirit being known as the source or the god of force or forces. And then, let's see, the belief in the God within, the divinity of man, the law of rebirth, reincarnation, the belief that Jesus and the Christ consciousness are two separate entities, and that the Christ is an office rather than a man. Now, I think that that is an important comment from Missler, because I think that it tends to be these fringy New Agers that go after this particular topic. I go back to what I opened with Dr. Walter Martin, and he says, Church, you better wake up. This isn't just for the New Agers. This is a topic you need to know about.
Right, because you know what? People are going to continually be pulled this way. In other words, what did Hitler say? The bigger the lie, the more people that believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with what these guys are saying. You know, they're trying to warn the church, and we need to be wise of these things. See, what I try to do in the movie is bring rhyme and reason to the UFO subject. As I researched it and talked to people, there's a lot of wild stuff out there. I mean, that I'm talking to believers telling me some of these things, too. Just and you know, we could have spent made a five-hour movie talking about all the wild stuff on the UFO thing. We tried to make a film that intelligently presented some of this stuff, where these two guys start investigating. And, you know, the purpose of the movie is not to explain everything about UFOs. The purpose of the movie is to present the gospel, and this is an evangelistic film using the UFO subject. But I think we bring enough out about the UFOs so that the casual Christian gets a little more educated in this area about what's going on. And so when they see CNN or somebody do a report about UFOs, they got a little bit more knowledge about it, and they can maybe think a little bit more intelligently or correctly about it. Maybe that's a better way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Chuck Missler and these guys for years, and I read part of my research, I read his book about the UFOs that he wrote, and you know, just a lot of interesting stuff. Several books that I flipped through and looked through and read to study this issue up, you know. And as I said, I think the thing about it is most people don't take it very seriously, but it never goes away either. And I'm convinced that the UFO thing is going to play into the end times.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. And it's going to be used to explain away the rapture. And it's never going to go away, never going to die. And we as Christians, I think, can use this subject as a vehicle to share the truth. You know, think about it. Satan likes people in the lukewarm situation.
Yep.
And that's what we have in the church today and in America especially. And this is the lukewarm age. This is Laodicea. This is the start of the end. And
well,
you know, I don't think, you know, my brother and myself, who many opportunities get to go to churches and talk about the media, I don't think we realize how powerful the media really is. And I'll just give you one little illustration how powerful it is. Years ago, the first movie I ever made was a little 39-minute film called The Appointment, made it in 1991, that we still sell today, by the way, still sells. So I was showing this film to a Christian group at a retreat. We weren't at a church, we were a retreat, and I tried a little experiment. I did an intro to the film, and I had a guy stand up, and I said, Sir, do you go to church? He goes, yes, I do. I said, do you go every week? He goes, yes, I do. I said, okay, what did your pastor talk about from the pulpit 1 month ago? And the guy looked at me, and he didn't know. And he looked at his wife, and she didn't know, and she turned away. And he goes, man, I don't know. And I said, well, I'm going to sell your pastor on you. And all the people started to laugh, and he started to sit down. And I said, wait a minute, sir, I want to ask you another question. Have you ever seen a movie called The Wizard of Oz?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yes, I have. I said, when's the last time you've seen that film? He goes, well, it's been quite a while, maybe, I don't know. He goes, no, really, when's the last time you saw the movie? He goes, I don't know, 10 to 15 years ago. I said, okay, tell me about it. And the guy gave me the longest stare down and got the point. And I said, sir, if I gave you a half an hour, could you tell me about Dorothy, Toto, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Lion, the Wicked Witch, the Munchkins, the Yellow Brick Road, the whole thing? He goes, I could. Now, Jan, this is the movie he said he hadn't seen for 10 or 15 years, but could remember detail after detail after detail, but could not remember what his pastor even talked about 1 month earlier.
Sure, sure.
Movies are powerful.
Yeah.
You know what? The devil knows that.
Yeah. I want to play a bite here by Dr. Walter Martin. Again, it's on some of the things we've talked about here in the last 10, 15 minutes, and how the Antichrist is going to deceive through lying signs and wonders. And let's hit that, Brian.
Supposing what comes upon earth comes from space, not from under the earth. Supposing that symbolic language is talking about the manifestation of the powers of darkness near the consummation of the age. We know that Antichrist will reveal himself with signs and lying wonders. If it were possible, he would deceive even the elect. The world is not looking for a theological savior. The world is looking for a technological savior. The world is looking for someone to appear who will solve the problem of famine, solve the problem of multiplicity of births, solve the problems of war, solve the problems of disease. Someone who will appear and create what unregenerate men want. Heaven on earth on their terms. What better way for the forces of darkness to reveal themselves on earth than to appear to be the saviors of mankind?
Also going to have to solve the problem of debt. I think that's going to be one of his biggest, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. This is a whole world going deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. Rich Cristiano, you know, the Bible admonishes us to always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Now, might this include being ready to engage in a sort of a meaningful discussion with someone who has been deceived by the prince and power of the air, who has been taken in by his wiles through a demonic UFO experience? I think it does.
Absolutely. I think that we need to be recognize some of the wiles of the devil and some of the things that he's using to deceive people. And look, the only thing, as I said earlier, the way you're going to beat the devil is you got to know the truth. Like the quote
right.
just said, if possible, deceive the elect.
Yeah.
Of course, we're not going to deceive the elect because the elect know the truth. And the truth has set them free.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we need to study God's word. We need to get it in our heart, in our minds. And, you know, obviously none of us, even as Christians, are perfect, but we want to try to follow the Lord. And you can escape a lot of what the devil has set up. I mean, understand, I look at it this way. I don't take this in right light. The devil is not necessarily out to get you. Yes, he is. The devil 24/7 has a 24/7 system of deception in many fronts. And just look at films, okay? There are all sorts of films made. You realize the devil, you know, there's pornographic films, right? Hopefully we don't watch any of those, but there's pornographic films, and that's a huge industry, and the devil's behind that. But do you also realize there's a lot of squeaky clean films that maybe even say a little bit about God, but have nothing to do with Jesus Christ? You know what? The devil's not against those type of films. The devil's not against Mormonism. That's a very moralistic, squeaky, clean religion. He's not against that, just as long as there's no Jesus in there.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's against Christ, and he's going to do everything he can to keep you away from Christ and to lead you down some other path, whether it's living a squeaky clean life or whether it's living a life of immorality through pornography and things like that. Just as long as you do it without Christ, he's happy. And because of our fascination with the supernatural and the sci-fi, and the devil recognizes this, well, you know what, I'm going to give them the lie of UFOs and all this stuff and do some real stuff. God, I think, has really allowed the devil to do some very real manifestations. I mean, think about this, Jen. During biblical times, look at all the demon-possessed people portrayed in the New Testament. We don't really see that in America, the way they saw it there. I think that devil, I mean, certainly I think there's demon-possessed people in America, don't get me wrong, but we don't see that obvious manifestation like you saw in the scripture, because I think in America we throw people like that in a loony bin.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the devil has kind of changed modus of operation a little bit here in our country. But he's definitely alive and well, and the demons are very active, and they're playing for keeps.
Well, Rich, they have a theology. It's a very, very stilted theology, and it's a very, very evil theology. And again, I've been playing clips from Dr. Walter Martin, founder of Christian Research Institute. This is the last clip I have, playing a little bit into what we're talking about right now, Rich.
The theology of the people in the UFOs is, to me, most revealing. I cataloged what their theology is. This is gleaned from the people that claim to have talked with them. They do not believe that God is a personal being. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. They do not believe that the Bible alone is God's word to the world. They do not believe in punishment. They do not believe in resurrection. They believe instead in reincarnation. And that man himself can evolve from planet to planet to perfection. What you are dealing with is a theology opposed to Christianity.
By the way, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell, your host. Do you want to comment on that, Rich?
He's, you know, Walter Martin is right on the money here, and it's religion by your terms.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, as he said in the previous quote, not accepting the terms put forth by the Scripture and by the Lord. To me, and Jesus Christ wants to be Lord. That's where it starts. I think of the passage in Luke chapter 14 where Jesus is walking along, and the Bible says in verse 25, there's a great multitude following him. And Christ turns around and says, look, unless you hate your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your children, your own life, you can't be my disciple. In other words, those people were not getting the true message of the gospel. They were not getting the true message of Christ. He goes, look, do you realize I want to be your Lord? I want to be first in your life. You read in John 6, chapter 6, Jesus puts forth some of his sayings, and it says many walked away. Very few even stayed. Just the disciples. And Jesus says, you guys going too? And Peter says, where are we going? You have the words of eternal life. Peter said, you know, Peter knew the truth, what was going on. And, you know, ultimately, few there be that find it. The scripture says, Matthew 7, verse 14, I believe there are few believers. And I believe that the world, that as you look at the state of our country and the state of spirituality in the world, there are few believers. There are few people that truly are born again, that are truly following the Lord, because they have not come to Jesus on his terms. We've tried to take Jesus in on our terms, where we've added Jesus Christ to our life. Now, as I said, none of us are perfect, but Jesus doesn't come in by addition. He comes in by submission, and there's a big difference. And what it is, we want to make, okay, I got my Jesus over here on the left, but I can still,
mm-hmm.
you know, watch any movie I want to watch and do anything over here, and you know, I can immoral business practice or whatever, because Christ is not in the life to change those things. If you leave man alone, he's going to sin. He's going to pursue his own imaginations, his own wicked deeds. And if you look at Hollywood and the things that have been put out, look at the imagination of Hollywood is staggering.
Mm.
It shows you the fleshliness of man and the sinfulness. And It's amazing to me, as we said earlier, all the movies that have to deal with supernatural and UFOs and sci-fi is staggering. Go look at the top movies, and I'm Independence Days and all this stuff.
Sure.
And it has to do with this subject that we're talking about that really nobody takes very seriously.
Well, Rich, let me just throw this in because I know it's important to you, because you told me that you became a believer as you thought about you pondered death a lot. Now, what would happen to you when you died, you kept asking, and Roman Catholicism apparently did not have that answer for you. And so you cried out to God, show me your truth. And then you became a born-again Christian, and thus, this is the punchline, folks, and this isn't a gimmick as a sale here. And thus, you hope that the viewer of this film will also ask what happens after I die. So, folks, this is a witnessing tool as well. We're not just, Rich Cristiano is not just trying to entertain you, not just trying to give you some goosebumps here and have you focus on things that go bump in the night. There's some really serious things going on here. But I appreciated that when you said that, Rich, and that is you want people to ask the question, what happens after I die, as a result of watching your film?
It drove me to find the Lord when I started asking myself that question. Because, you know, raised a Roman Catholic, I was just taught, you live a good life, you'll go to heaven. And it just seemed so vague and so out there. And then when I was confronted scripturally, hey, that's not what the scripture says, because obviously the Catholics teach the Bible. But when I started seeing the contradictions, it drove me to really research and study the truth. I mean, all of us are selfish. You know what? I want eternal life, Jan. How about you? That's what I want.
Amen.
I want to live forever, eternal life. And I'm convinced that Jesus Christ is the only way to get it. He said he was the only way to get it. It's an extremely bold statement if you think about Jesus saying, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man goes to the Father but by me. But you know what? I'm not going to sit here and call Jesus a liar, and I'm not going to sit here and call him a crazy man. I'm going to believe he's the true God, and I'm going to believe what he says. And if you start thinking about death, and everybody listening right now, add 100 years to your life, and you're somewhere.
Yep.
We all live forever. Our beings never die. We're going to end up in either heaven or hell, the scripture says, one or the other. And I don't want to go to hell. So I'm going to do whatever I have to do to go to heaven. And by submitting to Christ and believing in him, it's of grace. It's a free gift as we come to Christ. Heaven can be gained, and God will come into your life, give you his spirit, and change your life. And he'll give you desires to want to follow him, to live a holy life, and to then be used to reach out to others. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just,
yeah.
Christianity, as one guy told me, is one beggar telling another beggar where to get food.
All right. I'm just going to give your contact info because the music's going to start any second, and that's unidentifiedthemovie.com, www.unidentifiedthemovie.com. Or www.christianmovies.com, christianmovies.com. And again, I carry it on my website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to products. And if you buy the unidentified DVD, you're going to get a bonus one, and that's called The End of the Harvest, which is an outstanding little companion DVD about some end time issues. As a matter of fact, it gives a solid salvation message and presents thought-provoking examination of some of these end-time viewpoints that are starting to pop up because we're in the end times. Surprise, surprise. Rich Cristiano, again, thank you for what you're doing and for putting such important material in just a relevant, easy-to-understand manner. And I just pray that God blesses and expands your ministry there, Rich.
Well, thank you very much, Jan, for your support and of what we're doing. And we want to thank your people for listening, everybody listening, and Lord bless you all.
Thank you. Another resource would be, and I'm playing Walter Martin soundbites, would be the book by Walter Martin, Jill Martin Rishi, and Kurt Van Gordon, The Kingdom of the Occult. And they have a substantial section in that book on UFOs, presenting it from our position. Changing topics next hour, going to have some good news. Hope you will stick around. And remember, you can always order just one CD of an hour you happen to like. You don't have to be a CD subscriber. All right, we're coming back in just minutes. Don't go away, folks.
If Jan Markell's radio outreach has helped you understand the times, would you consider a tax-deductible donation to Olive Tree Ministries? You can write to Box 1452, that's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Or call 763-493-3010, 763-493-3010. You also can order and donate safely online at olivetreeviews.org. And thanks for listening to Understanding the Times.